You're listening to the Nightlife Podcast with Indira Naidu.
Grassroots!
The Grassroots.
Those are the sounds of the With One Voice Choir. What if I told you to forget what you've been told about whether or not you can sing, sing anyway? What's in it for me, you might ask? Well, it turns out there are a lot of benefits to raising your voice in song, and singing in a group can be even more beneficial. Joining us is Tanya de Jong. She's the founder and chair of Creativity Australia and the With One Voice program, and she's a soprano and social entrepreneur. Tanya, welcome to Nightlife.
Thank you so much, Indira. It's a privilege to be speaking with you.
Now, tell us about One Voice Choir. What's its aim?
So, With One Voice Choirs were founded over 10 years ago, really, to bring together the fortunate and people who were more vulnerable as one voice on a weekly basis in choirs around Australia. And at the time, there were a whole lot of, you know, there was the Choir of Hard Knocks, and choirs were starting to become really popular. But we didn't want to put together people who were just disadvantaged, you know, just older people or just people suffering with depression or those with disabilities into one group. We thought that it would be really inspirational if we could bring together the fortunate and less fortunate to come together as one voice on a weekly basis to help one another. And to really remove that sense of us and them that often pervades society. You know, you have a group of people, you deliver a program because they're less fortunate. But we thought, what if we could actually bring them together and through the neuroscientific benefits of singing, help people to feel smarter, healthier, happier, more creative, you know, improve their memory, language and concentration. But in addition, we founded a program called the Wishlist Program. And through that program, people in the choirs can make wishes to one another on a weekly basis for what they wish for in life, which could be anything from help with a resume to finding a job, finding a friend, even a partner. We've had marriages.
Really?
Yeah, we have actually. And anything. It could be someone to walk to the station with, someone to teach them English if they were a migrant from overseas. And the wishes get read out each week at each of the choirs around the country, and then members of the choir start helping grant the wishes, and that's literally led to, you know, hundreds of people getting jobs, work experience, finding mentors, well, marriages, as I said, but accommodation and lifelong friendships.
Oh, that sounds
really
wonderful.
Very life-changing.
So, Tanya, how long has With One Voice been operating?
So I founded the charity at the end of 2008, so actually nearly 12 years now. And we've had thousands of people go through the programs. We've had over 40, or probably over 50 programs really over that time. But at the moment we've got, I think, around about 30 around Australia. So we have them now in all states and territories of Australia. And a few years ago we started a social franchise where we provide seed funding grants of up to $10,000. In fact, there's a round open at the moment, where local community groups can apply to start a With One Voice Choir, and we provide all the mentoring and how-to guides to enable them to, you know, really replicate the model and help their community feel more connected and cohesive, because we have such a huge crisis of loneliness and social isolation. I mean, never more so than now, of course. But, you know, the whole mental health epidemic that we're experiencing in this country is getting worse and worse. And it's been very sad, actually, this year, because, of course, we haven't been able to operate the choirs in the room, so to speak, you know, so that people can touch and feel one another and feel that incredible vibration that occurs when you sing together. I mean, in my TED talk, How Singing Together Changes the Brain, I actually show some evidence where not only do we get all those benefits I mentioned before, but there's actually evidence that shows that not only do you breathe together, but your hearts actually start to beat together. But so what we had to do this year was we had to very rapidly pivot the programs to online programs, which has been incredible, actually, because the team managed to really design very quickly these online choir sessions. And we had one or more of them going every night of the week around the country. And we were able to keep all of our conductors, and we have well over 20 conductors conducting all of these choirs. And we were able to, you know, keep all of them employed. And not only that, but what happened was more and more people joined in the actual online sessions, so that people wouldn't only be doing them on their own, they'd be bringing in their family members, and other people, you know, from different states started to sing with conductors in other states. And so it connected the whole With One Voice network around Australia very effectively. But of course, there are some people who don't have access to the internet, you know, and can't necessarily get the benefit of that. And there's just a real sense of family and a sense of safety and a haven in coming together with people, you know, in real, in real time, which of course, you know, we all are sick of Zooming and, you know, all of that stuff. So.
But it's still great that even during the pandemic, you could carry on the work of With One Voice and use the technology to expand it to a certain extent and give access to people who normally wouldn't be engaged with the program. But it's great that now you're able to go back into the community and people to be physically together. We have seen in a number of situations where, sadly, singing has been prohibited in churches and things because of COVID. What effect has it had on the program because of that?
Well, you know, that's been incredibly difficult because it's meant that, you know, in a number of states, the groups still haven't been able to go back to live singing yet, though that each week, you know, more of the programs have been able to recommence. In fact, I think the one in Greater Dandenong started last week again, which is in Victoria, which, of course, has been the last state to, you know, be able to go back to live sessions. But in a lot of states still, like in New South Wales, for example, I think there's still a rule that only five people can sing indoors together. So now we're trying to sort of source outdoor locations. But again, that can be difficult for people who are potentially with a disability or older people, you know, who feel safer or more comfortable sitting, you know, inside in a room and so on. So, yeah, we can't wait for the new normal, whatever that is, and for our choirs to be able to recommence, you know, with their full cohorts as much as possible.
You're listening to ABC Radio. This is Nightlife with Indira and I Do. And for our grassroots tonight, I'm speaking to Tanya de Jong. She's the founder and chair of Creativity Australia and the founder of With One Voice programs, a singing program. She's also a soprano and a social entrepreneur. Tanya, why do people tell you that they want to join your singing programs? What are they looking for?
Look, I think for a lot of people, they want to sing, and many people have been told at some stage in their lives that they can't sing. I was told as a 14-year-old that I should never bother having singing lessons.
And you went on to become a soprano.
That's true, but for many years I did believe that, and it took, you know, it took a lot for me to actually even end up auditioning for the chorus of the school musical in year 11 because of what my best girlfriend had told me at school. So a lot of people go through many decades of their lives carrying those sorts of messages, you know, I can't sing, I'm not creative. And these sorts of self-limiting beliefs really stop a lot of people from unleashing their full creative potential. Of course, we're all born creative. You know, Picasso famously said we're all born creative. Mm-hmm. And the challenge is to remain creative as we grow older, and there's many things in society that stop that. But so I think a lot of people come to our choirs because they're extremely accessible choirs. We don't use sheet music, so people don't have to be able to read the dots, so to speak, because we don't want to make any more barriers than there already are, and there's a lot of self-limiting beliefs around about singing. But also I think a lot of people come to our choirs because they want to connect with people who are very different. So the choirs are very diverse. You know, there's people of all ages, faiths and backgrounds, aged 9 to 90, and you literally have executives, you know, sitting next to people with disabilities. You have migrants, you have managers, you have job seekers. It really is a huge, diverse mix of people who come together, and it's interesting to see the barriers falling away as people sing together, because there just simply is no more us and them. We're all one. We are all one voice. And it's really, for me, like I've gone to a lot of the choirs once a week for many, many years, and you can be having the most grumpy day and you walk in and there's all these people from all these different backgrounds, and even people from the most who've suffered the most adversity, some of them are the most inspiring, because they come in and they go, I'm so happy to be here and this is the highlight of my week. And it's one particular girl I'm thinking of right now who's got severe cerebral palsy. She's about 30. She joined the choir in Melbourne when she was about 20, so she's been coming ever since then. And, you know, she always says this is the highlight of her week, and I have to pinch myself and just go, you know, what am I whinging about? You know, yeah, I've had a crappy day, but here she is in her chair, and she's a smart girl, and she knows the limitations of her disability. But every week she makes a wish and, you know, uses the wish list, and she'll wish, you know, to get a job. And so one of the senior executives helped her get a job at the Royal Show, and she got promoted and was given extra hours, and she was thrilled. And then she made a wish that she should stand in public for the first time. So everyone worked together to raise the funds to make a contraption to help her stand for the first time. And we were all in tears then. And every week she makes a wish that the gentleman take it in turn to feed her supper. And, you know, they line up to feed her supper, because she has a real lack of, interaction with people from the opposite sex.
Yeah, and, intimacy.
Mm. Yeah, and so this is really important to her, and she's just a really special person. And I think what she reminds us all of is that, you know, we could be her and she could be us. I mean, it's just the luck of the draw, isn't it?
Mm. So these one voice choirs that you've established, they're so much more than singing, aren't they, Tanya?
Oh, yes, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're really changing and saving people's lives. I know, for example, at the Ashburton with One Voice Choir that we've saved, and this is just from anecdotal evidence and probably way more, but just in that choir alone, over six people have acknowledged that they wouldn't be alive today if it weren't for the choir. And the choir really becomes like a family for so many people. And it's not just the singing at all. I mean, it's very much sharing that supper, sharing the wish list, but really it's that sense of connection. And so many people today feel disconnected and alone. And there's so much division in our community more than ever before. So to find a place where people come together and, you know, you're all the same and you're all contributing to this beautiful sound and you're all feeling that vibration. There's something very special about that.
Mm. You mentioned your TED talk that you gave, where in your research you found that when you sing together, your heart starts to beat together. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, there's so much fascinating research now globally around the world about the neuroscientific benefits of singing, and there's numerous studies that have been undertaken that show the benefits, like that singing makes you smarter, healthier, happier and so on, improves memory, language and concentration. But this heart start to beat together. I'm just as I was researching for my TED talk, I actually have noticed, I mean, that people's heartbeats, and some people in our choirs actually use those, you know, heartbeat monitors.
Yeah, the apps.
Yeah. And it is really interesting to see that I've seen that people's heartbeats slow down a bit, and it's a little like, you know, moon cycles and things like that. It's funny how the rhythms of the universe help us to come together. And We have to remember that singing has been with us since the beginning of human civilization. You know, tribes have sung and danced together to ward off their enemies and become stronger. And this is very much part of our tribal human DNA, and it's just very sad that many of us have been silenced. I mean, if I had $10 for every person that has told me that they've been told they can't sing, I'd be so wealthy by now. It really is sad the way we silence people in different ways.
Mm. And particularly some cultures. I had the singer Kate Seberano on the show a week or so ago, and she was saying that in her culture, Filipino culture, everyone sings all the time. You
Absolutely.
Don't remember a time when you began to sing or learned to sing or were trained to sing.
That's right.
Everyone just sang.
That's right. And you find that in the South Pacific and Africa as well. You know, people in those countries, you know, if you go to Vanuatu or Fiji, they're all singing together in the churches in harmony, and no one's going, oh, am I good enough? Am I out of tune? Or what are people going to say about my awful voice? I'm tone deaf and all of this. That doesn't happen in those countries because they're just born singing, it feels like. And the problem is that we have, there's quite a lot of preciousness, and I think a lot of people compare themselves against the celebrities that we idolise, you know. And
if you don't sound like Beyoncé, you can't sing.
Yeah, then you can't sing. And I've seen that also with some of the choirs, you know, that they start and they form, and then it's harder for people sometimes to get in because they feel like they're not good enough. But fortunately, you know, those are all barriers we try and break down, and we try and buddy up new members with older members and
really try to break that down,
build those bridges. Yeah.
Tania, you mentioned that you've got some grants coming up. How do communities qualify if they want to start up one of your One Voice programs?
Well, what they need is they need a group of volunteers. So it could be from one group or a combination of different groups who put in an application to us. And the criteria are not tricky, but they need to represent diversity across their community and demonstrate that they have the resources locally, like venues and supper providers and so on, that can contribute to all the different elements that make up a With One Voice program. And if they can prove that to us, we actually have quite a few grants available at the moment because of this year we weren't able to run that grant program as much as we would have throughout this year because we weren't sure what was going to happen. So now we actually have quite a few grants available, I think up to about 10 of them for communities around Australia, and we plan to make some announcements over the next few months, probably the next 2 to 3 months. And I think, yes, I mean, there's a round going at the moment and people can reach out to us and just say they'd really be interested in starting the program. But I should say it can't just be a single conductor out there. The conductor, if there's conductors listening tonight, by all means apply, but get a committee around you who supports you to deliver this brilliantly and really help alleviate loneliness and social isolation in your community.
Yeah, wonderful. I'm sure you're going to get lots of applications after this chat because we go right across the nation into every community, and I think they can all see the benefits of it. Tania, thank you so much for talking to us on Night Live.
No, thanks, Indira. It's such a grassroots program.
Yeah, beautiful. Tania de Jong, founder and chair of Creativity Australia and With One Voice program. She's also a soprano and social entrepreneur, so join up if you can.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.